Welcome to WNR. Glory to God forever. Jesus is alive. He's the answer. And it is simple. It is simple. this series is the fear of the Lord. From Psalm 103, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His mercy for those who fear Him. If you just Google that, there are many, many great, wonderful, wonderful promises about the benefits of fearing the Lord. You know, it leads to many things. And it certainly humbles us. And that's what we need to walk with Him as a broken and contrite spirit. Somebody who realizes it's common sense. He's God Almighty. He's just beyond comprehension. And we need Him. A simple, quick message, though, this morning, that it's all about the kingdom, and the kingdom is literally God Almighty and His glorious presence. That's the kingdom. I'm working on a booklet entitled The Reason You Are on the Earth. And the heart of why we're on the earth, the real reason is that, again, it's common sense. God wants us to be His children, and the end result of that is fellowshipping with Him. It's a process, you know. But the kingdom, if you look up on, you know, the internet or in books or whatever about the kingdom, there's many, many explanations. And it gets, you know, most of them are pretty long, but it's just simple. The kingdom is Him. It's all about the kingdom. Jesus' main teaching from the very beginning of His ministry and all the way to the end, it's His most frequently taught subject. And Jesus said, you know, He's God. He's God Almighty. His words, He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but My words shall not pass away. You know, He's revealing to us the revelation. And it's the kingdom of God. And again, I want to emphasize, it's so ironic that most of the world views this walk with God as something, as a religious activity that is boring and dry and dead, and that's just a totally wrong. I mean, it's a walk with God through Jesus Christ. That's what we were born to do. It's glorious, and you know, it's wonderful and glorious and beautiful and exciting and thrilling and everything superlative you can think of. Everything good on the earth comes from God. Everything good. Today, the things that we enjoy that are good come from Him. Anything good. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. This is the reward, this is the treasure that the man found. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like a man who finds a treasure in a field, and he goes and sells everything he has, buys that field. That's the presence of Jesus Christ. That's the presence of God. So glorious and wonderful. And I do want to emphasize, it's a process. There's three phases. It's 90 to 95% of all followers of Jesus stay in that first phase, which is Jesus as the way. They find Jesus Christ. That's wonderful. But they haven't experienced his presence. They stay, that's the way. He's the way, the truth, the life. Three phases. John 3, chapter 3, chapter 4, and chapter 7. Just read those in it. And it talks about, he teaches about the three phases of knowing him. So most people, even Christians, 95% or more of Christians, Catholics, only stay in that first phase and they don't experience his glorious presence. They still have found the greatest entity in the universe by far. So we must continue on. We must... there's many, many things, and I probably should do a series about, well, how do we get there? So, but I want to encourage anyone listening, God is good all the time. Amen. He's the great and awesome God. Let's seek him and know that we can trust and rely on him for our needs. And thanks for listening. More soon. Please visit our website. Please email us hello@wonderreality.org. More soon.